Freedom of information is a cornerstone of any democracy, yet almost half of the world's population is still denied it. And when governments or individuals try to stamp out that freedom by force, very often it's journalists who are caught in the line of fire. In the past week alone, two Somali journalists lost their lives. A Brazilian journalist was shot dead in a studio, and another in Bolivia was badly burned after being set on fire whilst on air. Reporters Without Frontiers is an organisation that campaigns to defend freedom of information and fight censorship worldwide. Benoit Herviaux is head of their Latin America desk and spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
Well, of course, I have to underline that Latin America is still a violent continent for journalists, mostly in countries such as Mexico, still in Colombia, even if the number of dead journalists was reduced last year, and also in Brazil, where with so many attacks, how can we define the danger that journalists face as they cover organized crime, corruption, etc.?
Overall, though, is the situation improving or do you think it's worsening?
Worsening? Well, it's hard to say because I think that the problem is that traditionally in many countries you have self-censorship from journalists. Well, in countries where the press is traditionally weak and don't dare to talk about these kind of matters. But I believe that, well, the situation, it's still the same, for example, in Mexico, where it worsened with the federal offensive against drug trafficking during the last presidential mandate. And, of course, the situation became worse because the level of violence became worse during this period. In Brazil, I think it's worsening because many local media belong to political representatives. So there is a strong fight between the media. You have also many journalists covering all the operations from the police and the army to overcome the drug trafficking in the favelas. And if you talk about that, you are exposed to threats from drug traffickers, but also from the authorities.
Looking now at the wider picture around the world, Somalia also saw the murder of two sons of a well-known journalist this week. I mean, what is the most dangerous country in the world for journalists? You know, the country where most journalists have been killed while doing their job.
You mentioned Somalia, where 18 journalists were killed this year. You have also Pakistan, where the situation is still tense, and you have also territories that which are impossible to cover, like the Balochistan area near the Afghanistan border. You have also Mexico. That's the three main dangerous countries for the journalist. And you have the Middle East with Syria.
I wanted to ask about Syria. Sometimes it's not that the journalists are necessarily being killed, but often they're being kidnapped. I gather there's a lot of journalists who have been kidnapped or are being held in detention in Syria.
Yes, five journalists were recently abducted. And we have no proof of life for one of them. So we are still waiting information. Of course, as you know, it's a very closed country because of the situation where there is a kind of blackout by the authorities. In some cases, we believe that the journalists were abducted also by the opposition group. But it's very hard to, you know, to check the information to know exactly what happened. But now we have five foreign journalists abducted in Syria.
Are there any areas where there's really been an improvement, some bright spots in this overall somewhat gloomy picture?
The truth is not so much, because in the countries that I mentioned, which are the most dangerous for journalists, you have also a participation, direct participation of the authorities of such countries in the attacks against journalists. So improvement, we cannot say that. We can say that, for example, in Brazil, you have an effort of investigation, mostly at the federal level, but in the other cases, for example, in Somalia, where is the state? Where are the people who are supposed to investigate about these cases? Nowhere. In Mexico, you have also direct implication of many local authorities in crime or attacks against journalists. So, no, improvement, I wouldn't say that.